Alright. So we are going to discuss a little bit about Hanukkah. We're just going to today's share anyway is the pace where we light Hanukkah candles. Okay. So we're going to build up from the Gemara's work through and let's see what we see around. People do all different types of things. You've got people lighting at the entrance to their buildings, you've got people lighting in their windows, you've got people lighting in their doors. So let's see where these shittas come from, and we'll try to be Masada a little bit. Okay, so it's going to be a little bit more insight today than normal. Okay, so the first record, the Gemara brings a briar that says, "Nech Hanukkah mitzvah nicha al Pesach beisol mibachutz." The mitzvah is to put a. I'm going. Yeah. It is the influence of the chavrusa is wearing on him. Okay, so yeah, so it says Nech Hanukkah Mitzvah Nichal Pesach Beisol Mibachutz. The candle of the Hanukkah, the mitzvah is to put it on the Pesach Beisol, on the entrance to his house outside. Okay, so what exactly does that mean? The entrance to his house outside. Okay, so simply speaking, it sounds like you should put it outside your door. Yeah, and Mibachutz. Okay, so what does it mean, Mibachutz? Okay, so Rashi learns that, first of all, why do you put it outside? Rashi says because of Pesuma Nisa. Pesuma Nisa, the Mephas and the Nisa of Hanukkah. Okay, now, remember in those days, it's not like a house is in these nowadays. Those days, most the way the house system was set up was there was a few houses which entered into a chaser. And then the chaser went to a mavoi. Yeah, chaser is like some kind of a yard, where courtyard. So you had a few houses opening up to that, and then that courtyard opened up into like a little alleyway. Okay. So when the Gemara says that it's a mitzvah to put it outside your house, where is that? Okay, so kapshutay outside your house, that would mean it's on the entrance of your house to the chaser. Not in the road, yeah, but in the entrance of your house to the chaser. Okay? Yeah? Agreed? And that is how Rashi learns. Rashi says, Veloy Berushus HaRabim, Ela B'chaseroi. You don't put it in the Rosh Hashanah, rather into that in your chaser. So according to Rashi, you have to put your Hanukkah candle, you put it outside the door of your house, yeah, in the chaser. Okay, fine. That's how Rashi. That's how Rashi learns. There was no other entrance. We'll just go with a simple case. The only entrance is to the chaser.
There's one question. This is what you're trying to tell. Because I need to demonstrate this miracle, is there a thing when I demonstrate this miracle to one person versus 10,000 people? As soon as I demonstrate to one, it's enough. Right?
Yeah.
I can't choose.
You
must
pray
to 10,000.
Yeah.
Yours is to one.
Okay, but
what?
Wait, okay.
No, I mean, you must pray to one. Because I have only one maker.
Okay.
And he did worse already 3 years ago.
Okay. So Mr. Dolphin is assuming that it's better to be mefasan than, because as Rashi said, the mitzvah is to mefasan than ace, so you should rather put it on the street and not in your. Not in your. Okay. So. Yeah? So the one answer is because you also need, a person for your house, or it needs to be a hecket that you're the one lighting it, yeah. So we're going to see that is part of the discussion, part of the many amas, but that's part of the machlokas Rashi and Tosafot. Okay, hold on. So we're just holding go with the shittas Rashi. So that's for the first shlav was if you live in a house. Yeah, and the houses will open up to the chaser. You light at the entrance of your house in the chaser. Okay. Now, the writer carries on. Im hayat da ba'aliyah, If you live in an aliyah, which means you live on the, let's say, the second floor, okay, and the way Rashi explains it, and such a person doesn't have any place in the chatzah, so he can't light in the chatzah, he doesn't have, that's not available to him. Yeah, that's what it seems to be, I don't know. Yeah, but that's how Rashi seems to take on. So then you should light in the window of your house, which is facing the Shishna Rabba. Okay? So that's the second shlav. Yeah, so a guy who doesn't have the option to be able to light in the chatzah, so he should light in the window. Okay. Third shlav, okay, the writer continues, Ubashat ha-sakana, times of sakana, it's different shot of exactly what it means, sakana, some say because they didn't allow the Jews to do Mekai mitzvahs, but different shot, doesn't matter for the moment. Yeah, then, manichem ashulchano vedai, you can light it on the table and that's sufficient. Okay, so then you're just lighting inside, nothing to do with the Shusha Rabbi, nothing to do with a Pirsum Nes for the outside, it's a Pirsum Nes maybe for inside, for your own family, and that is all you need to do. So again, just to summarize the three different scenarios, yeah, but the Bryce told us. First is, if I'm living on the ground floor, he should light outside his door into the Chatza, okay, not on the street. Second shlav, if he lives on the second floor and he doesn't have the option of lighting in the chatzah, so he should light in the window which is facing the Shisarabi. And third scenario is the times of danger, where then we shouldn't light the, where it's not possible to light outside, it's dangerous to light outside, we're not allowed to light outside, whatever the case is, then. Yeah, okay. So then you should just light inside. Okay, on the table, nothing to do with the Shus Harab. Okay. So, okay, going back. We said that Rashi learned the Pshat in the first lab, where a person's on the ground floor, he's got a chatzah, yeah? So he should light outside his front door in the chatzah and not on the street. That's how Rashi learns. So he says, so if the Rosh on the Brisa was that you light on the Pesach based on Mimachut. So it sounds like you're lighting on the outside your door. And if the standard thing was that your door went into a chatzah, so then that's what the Brisa is telling you, that you have to light outside your front door, which is in the chatzah. So he says, no, you know what? We're talking about a special case over here. This is not a classic case. This is a case where he didn't have a chatzah. This person lived in a house which opened up onto the street. So he had an entrance from his house onto the street. So that person, then he lights at his front door. Because his front door is by the street. But you know what? A person who lives in a house where there's a chatzah, yeah? Do you know where he lights? Not on the entrance of his house. He doesn't light on the entrance of his house. Not like what Rashi said. Do you know where he lights? At the entrance of the chatzah to the street. Okay, so let's just make sure everyone's got that clear. It comes out we've got a very fundamental machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, where you light. If you have, like they had once upon a time, a classic case was a house which opened to a chatzah, which opened to a street. Yeah, so Rashi learns you light at the entrance of your house, not on the street. Tosfos learns no, you light on the entrance of the chatzah to the street. Okay, everyone got that clear?
No. Okay, and that's what all of them know. So there's 6 people sharing the house here. All 6 of them bring their nose out the entrance of the house.
Yeah.
And none are in the house.
Baba?
And none are in the house.
None are in the house.
Right, yeah. So, okay. You've got a inside. The house is around it. And then the street.
Here, inside here, the street.
Here,
and all
of them. Yeah,
the best of the house is like a wall.
No, but there's a street up here, then there's no way. There's a house in here. There's no way.
But what's bothering you? What's bothering you?
I was in the situation.
What?
You have the chatzah on one side and the street on the other side?
No. You've got.
There's entrance and street.
Yeah, we need a few different things.
There is one now. Another house? This is your house, right? There's an entrance over here. So then, according to this, the guy living over here, the three houses over there. So the guy living over here, Rashi learns you light over here. Yeah, the entrance of your house to the house.
When the street was
going from the street,
the street was
over here. Okay, well, hold that.
question. Just going simply, just by question. The Rashi came, Rashi learned tonight, can't fight the entrance to your house in the Pasuk. So that's over here, over here.
From somewhere else, which we're not going to get involved in today. I'll try to think about it after this. Okay, we're going to see. So we'll get the practical side of things nowadays. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get to. Okay.
One question, the nothing
details.
What's their creation? They know this is. When this father, who tried to criticize us, should come in, lie to you, or they don't have to.
That is what I said.
In Rashi, definitely yes. And Tosfos, we're going to see at least according to the Beis Yosef, also yes. So now, let's go with the next slav, right? We said the second scenario was if you live upstairs. So the Brisa told us that you light in a window. So we said Rashi explained that the guy doesn't have because he lives upstairs, he doesn't have a place in the chatzit, so he can't light there. But according to Tosfos, where do you light? You light in the street.
Right.
So who cares whether you have any, you don't need a right in the chatzah. All you need is a right in the street, and everyone has a right in the street. The street is public property. Yeah, so everyone should be able to light in the street. So why does it make a difference if the guy lights in Aliyah? Well, he lives in Aliyah, he lives in the second floor, or he lives in the ground floor. Either way, he should be able to light in the street. Everyone understand what we're asking?
Yeah? Maybe I'm not right, but his Aliyah is disconnected from the Chatzeres, is connected.
Oh, okay, very good. Okay, so you're saying out there what the Beis Yosef says, right? The Beis Yosef, it's based on the Torah, makes it a kinta. He says, you know what? According to Tosfos, you know what you have to say the case is? If his entrance from the Aliyah, he had an entrance into the Chatzer, so he can also light on the street, and he should light on the street. And if his entrance is from the Aliyah straight into the Shul Rabbim to the street, he also should light on the street. You know what the case is? The case is his entrance is through the guy living underneath him. Yeah. So you have to somehow go through. Yeah. And I come. It's the bigger kimta. Okay. It's the bigger kimta.
No, and it was someone who let him die, and he was
arrested. Okay, but you're still saying he doesn't have a separate entrance. Yeah. Okay. But it has to be through. If he's got his own thing, then he should be able to light on the street. Okay. So anyway, that's how Tosfos has learned. Yeah. So, we're saying it's a bigger kinta, that the case of lighting an aliyah is only, the case when of an aliyah lighting in the window is only when he doesn't have his own entrance. If he has an entrance either to the chatzah or to the street, he also lights on the street. Okay, fine. Let's just go, okay, we'll try to a little bit practically bring it down to us. Okay. So now let's say.
I just want to know
what's going to do. So you've got to do what you did last year. So I don't know. Is that what I'm going to say? What do you mean?
Like you said, if you have two entrances, then you should
buy both entrances. Okay, but that, we're not talking about two entrances.
No, I'm not.
That's another. That's later on.
No, that's what I'm just saying. Entrance is through the chatzera. I've seen the more cautious to me. If you've got an entrance to the chatzera and you've got a you know, they have the basis for surviving. Then like they're also.
Okay, don't say that.
No.
Right, you're saying a different thing. We're saying this is the price. Okay, I'm saying the price says this is where you lie. The guy's not lighting downstairs, not lighting the shisharab. This is where he lies. Yeah? Okay, before we come on to the shahad and all other things. Yeah? Okay. Let's go. A guy who lives, most of us, probably a few, one or two exceptions over here, actually. Yeah, I think there are a few exceptions. Okay, someone who lives in a building over here. Okay, so you've got a building, there's quite a few apartments inside the building. Okay, how do we view this building? What is the status of the Chadar Madrigot? The stairway rooms. Yeah, what is that? So the Pasha should say that's a Chadar. Okay, that's a chatzah. So in which case, that's the chatzah of the thing. Okay, right, exactly. Okay. If everyone pays for the cleaning of that place, you don't pay for it by yourself. Yeah, it's the whole building. It's all part of the building. Okay.
And the situation is one guy lives at the corner.
Yeah, and right. Okay. So Kapshita, you say it should come out to Machlokes Rashi Tosis, right? According to Tosis, you should light at the bottom, at the entrance to your building. According to Rashi, you should light at the outside your door. That's what we'd say. Okay, but it's not partial like that at all. Okay, so let's try. Let's work out why not. Okay, so let's go. One way. Okay, the machalat does pass the night closest. Okay, that you light at the entrance of your chatzah. Okay, the Be'er Lacha brings Rashi. The Aruch HaShulchan says outside. The Aruch HaShulchan says that he doesn't really understand that because the Roy is showing him whole like Rashi. Okay, so it seems at least the mice that people try get in both shittas if they can. It's not always so simple. Some people like twice. Okay, so let's see some more of the issue. Okay. Yeah, well, we have to see where you make the bracha. That's another shayla. Okay, there's another issue, which is what the Chazon Ish says. Okay, the Chazon Ish says that the chatzah that Chazal were talking about, yeah, for those of you who are more familiar with it, is that the chatzah in times of Chazal was a chatzah where people used. It was either another room in their house. They needed there. They washed there. They did lots of things there. That was basically a room in the house. Fine, it didn't have a roof on, but it was basically a room of the house. Maybe a shared room. People shared it together. But it was basically a room of the house. That's what a chatzah is. In terms of a chatzah that Chazal was talking about, it's basically another room of the house. A chatzah madrigot is not. People don't use it. Maybe you walk in there. It's an asset. Okay, you're right. That's okay. But you're not really misunderstood. Yes. Okay. So maybe it's still misunderstood, right? Okay. Anyway, that was the sign of the chazanish. The chazanish says that a chatzah now. The chazan madrigot does not have the din of a chatzah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. That's what chazanish says. But the mice, you see, if you look around, many people do like at the entrance. Right, so the Rav Yashav, Rav Shlomzang Orba, they all help know that you don't need a chatz of Chandar Chazal as long as there is some kind of shared makom where you of that building. That's good enough. So that's why if you look, there are many people who do like at the entrance of the. Yeah, according to Tosis. Okay, that's all according to Tosis.
Right.
According to Tosis, you'd like outside your chatzah. That's it. For those who live in a building, they stand high up. Because remember, we said according to Tosis, if you live high up and you have an entrance into the chatzah, you have to light at the entrance to the chatzah on the street.
Right.
Yeah, everyone got the right. That's what we said before. Remember, Tosis has to make that final kimta. Okay, so according to Tosis, it should come out that if you're living higher up, yeah, then you should light at the entrance to your building. According to the non-chatzanish, should light at the entrance to your building. Yeah, at the door, the entrance to your building. Okay, which is what many people do. Yeah. Okay, depends on the building. Okay, depends exactly what. It depends what the chatzah is. I saw someone who said that that I think if it's just for parking, even the Chazon Ish would be masking that. That's not. So not the Chazon Ish. Even the others would be masking.
What did Chacham say? Have a court because they have
to be looking
for the light.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. So yeah. He is. Okay. So again, I lost the plot. Right. So according to that, then you should light at the entrance to your building. Okay. Wherever the chatzah is, the chatzah on your street, that's where you should light. Okay.
Meaning, at the building, or you know, part of the building, there's an area.
Yeah. So many, it seems to be that even if just a parking lot, seems to be people don't do that.
That you don't have the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, if you go to the other side of town, that's how it goes in customs. Okay. No, that's why he holds that those who are living high up should light at the entrance of their building. Okay. One second. Then you want to know Rav Kumbo? Fine. Okay. But again, okay. We know Rav Kumbo is a big B'nai Brak man. Yeah, and like the Chazon Ish, so he's cautious for that shit of the Chazon Ish. So therefore, the eitzah is if you're living high up to light in the window. Why? Okay. So again, one second, just before we carry on with that, the window at least is only an option when you're lamata of SGM amal, 20 amas, okay? If it's higher than that, there's discussion about it, I don't think we'll have time today. Okay, well, yeah, it's not so posh, but we'll, I don't forget that. Okay, hang on, okay. So then you should lighten the window. So why? Why are you lighting the window? Okay, so let's try to work it out. So, according to the Chazon Ish, yeah, in Tosfos, you don't have a chatzah. That's not called a chatzah, so you don't have that whole option. Right? So then you have to do something else. Say this so you can light in a window. Okay? But according to the Rabbi Yosha and Rosh Hashanah and Orbach, where you do have a chatzah, yeah, so you're not being makayim what Chazal told you to do. Chazal told you to light outside, yeah, the Pesach place according to Tosfos. So what are you doing over here? Yeah? Okay? So many seem to say that Tosfos is masking, basically for etzem to let's say to Rashi's idea, yeah, that as long as you can see it from a Shus HaRabim, that at least maybe ever that's okay, yeah, that's okay. As long as you are doing the fasting the nays, yeah, it might not be the best way you're doing it, but at least you're yotzei lemitzvah. So in which case you're going to be yotzei according to you're still yotzei according to Tosfos, yeah, and according to yeah. Okay, according to Tosfos, you'll still be yotzei. Okay, but what about according to Rashi? Why are you lighting in the window? If you're living higher up, you should light outside, we said, into the Chatur Mer Dagor. Okay? So again, if you say that there's no Chatur, so it's the same thing. You can't light there. So you have to light inside. Right? So you light inside, say that. But you might say you can be Marfiyat now also, that if you're lighting the window, people will see from Shusha Rabbim, so you might be up there. Okay. There's another Rayon that they also say, which is, even according to Rashi, where we said that you should light at the entrance of your house to the Chatzah, yeah? It's not pshat that all you're doing is to mafasim and esvach to the bnei chatzah. That's not what you're doing. Yeah. All Rashi's trying to mavir there is so that you can get it. It's clear that this candle is connected to this house, like Mr. Goffman was saying. Yeah. That's what you're doing. But be'etzem, you want both. You want the Rishus HaRabim, the bnei Rishus HaRabim to be able to see, but you also want to connect it to your house. So how do you do that? Says Rashi, yeah, you light it at the pesach of your house. But that's only good. All of that is only true if they can see you from the Rishus HaRabim. So, according to that, if you live in upstairs in our apartments, no one can see you from Shus HaRabim. So there's no point lighting there. You're not Yotzei Rashi either. Yeah. So then, according to Rashi, it's better to light it in the window. Meaning, even according to the shittas that would hold that the Chatur Mer is a type of chatzah nowadays, but you still won't be Yotzei Rashi. Yeah, because you can't see it from Shus HaRabim. Okay.
Is it potential to see, or do you actually have to move your car to be able to see it?
Yeah, you should have to see it, yeah. Yeah. I think so, yeah.
have a chatzar from your house that's just yours.
Okay.
Would it be better to put it at the entrance of the street
for the chatzar? Yeah. So, yeah. Well, yeah. So, let's explain. If you go to your chatzar, I presume is not just like a chatzar medrash. You use it much more. Yeah. So the yesh la'ayin, whether the chatzar yesh will be what the chatzar yesh would say about that. So actually, I didn't see anything before. So I asked someone else. He wasn't sure. Yeah. I didn't see anything before. Yeah. I mean, I see from the people in your street, some do, some don't.
No,
everyone does like that?
A lot of people are at the entrance from the spirit
itself. Yeah. Okay. So the shot is it is just because they're not going with Chazanish, they're going to the minute you shall me. Or no, even the Chazanish will be masking. Yeah? I can hear. Yeah. You know, the pasuk. I'm asking. The pasuk. You're right. I didn't see anything before on it. Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Right. So yeah. If you look at the man may ask him Amma. Okay. So then. There's a lot of discussion also what to do. So the Gemara says that if it's a minor eschimama, a person naturally speaking doesn't sum leave to it. Okay, fine. If you look at it, you'll see it. Right, he doesn't sum leave to it. The shaila is, doesn't mean he's not. He doesn't notice it. The and it's like mufka. You don't like that. Well, no, it's just not as good. Yeah. So if you have a different option of lighting downstairs, then whatever, then you should do that. So that is a machlokes. The Mishnah Mishnah Berurah passed that said no. If you're living upstairs, you shouldn't light in the window. Yeah, if you're living in the Ma'ariv Esim, you should rather light it's a Pesach Beisoy. Okay, but as was pointed out, there are some poskim nowadays that want to say that if opposite you are shechinim who can see you, that's also called Rishus Rabbim. It's a bit of a chiddush because they're not really Rishus Rabbim. They're just another, like a neighbor. Yeah, it's not people walking in the airway they're going to see you. It's people live in their own houses. So it's not people. The pashas is the pashas of my name is for the people who are walking in Rishut HaRav, right? So yeah, they're saying a kiddush. Okay, the mice. Some do say like that. So yeah, okay. So if you're living in the Mara, for Rishut HaRav, right? Exactly, right. Yeah. I mean, let's say a person has. I'll just give you a silly example. 1,000 people living in his house. Yeah, and he lives on a street where there's the one person walks every 2 hours, right? So then you still okay. Fine. So, but the he still raises the lights on the street. Yeah, that's Chazal set it up that he is to be fast on the knees for the passers by which is harabed.
No, I was like, you
come
late or whatever.
Okay, you're right. Then you're on to other the next slav. Yeah, if you the talking about the Yeah, it is. The way it's done, that's enough. It is to the first one needs to be
made just around. There's no rule. It's four.
I mean, everyone's got
the. If you go on minus one, there's no rule. The light is very powerful. If you want it, it's full. It's no rule of the light. I mean, then it's not close to the doorway anymore.
Can I help
with that? No, it's not right.
Right. If you can't even start working out, then you're not going to be able to do it.